436.
436.
436. Okay, it's Siman Shin Samar Beis. Actually, we'll, you know, we'll start really go back a page for Reish Yud Ches. Sif Yud. So we'll start with the Halachos of Surah Pesach. Okay, so in Sif Yud over here, Siman Shin Samar Beis, Sif Yud, page Reish Yud Ches. Im Osit Surah Pesach. If a person makes a Surah Pesach, I feel it appears that Yisera may Esser is Mutter. So that's flowing on what he said before, that that appears to more than 10, you cannot be Matzer it with a Lechi. But if it's a Surah Pesach, even if the appears is more than 10, it works. Furthermore, the person put four poles in four corners. But the source of Pesach al gabayin is mutter, and then he makes the source of Pesach from one to the next. So he has four tzuros of Pesach on the four sides, and that's all he has. That works. Okay. V'hani mili v'chotzer umavi sheyesh behen diurim. This is a machlokes with Shmuel how to learn up this whether you can have a Tzuras Pesach, which all there is, and for there's no walls at all, in a case where you're in a bika. Now, a bika lamahani. In the case of bika, it doesn't work. Shekola ruchais. All you need is Tzuras Pesach. And the bika doesn't work with all four sides being Tzuras Pesach. Okay, that's the first limitation. You have to define the definition of bika is non-amokam dira. So if you have the place to talk about, we'll see, Mishabur will bring some things. If you have, there's a Chubas of some sefer, there was a case, there was the city. And then the case where it actually was the mikveh was a little beyond the city, and it was at a bika. So you wanted to extend the area of the bika off of the city. So you're making tzuras of Pesach around to get there, or in an area which has bika. On the other hand, really what you're doing is just extending the enclosure of the city, which wasn't bika. So how do you look at that? So Chazanish says that's not enclosing a bika, that's enclosing a city. You're enclosing the city with some of the bika also, but bika, you're being matter a whole city. Now, well, the Rambam in Tzuras Pesach a Pesach Moel the Pirtzei Yosem Yeser. The Rambam only allows Tzuras Pesach, which is more than 10, for an opening which is more than 10. If the majority of the area that you're enclosing has actual walls, so then if the pierces are more than 10, you can enclose the pierces with the Tzuras Pesach. However, if the majority of the area that you're enclosing is poritz meruba, so the case of the kundasin, which is obviously porous, because all there is porous, there's no walls at all, right? It's just four poles. So according to Rambam, that will not work if they're more than 10. So if you take a city, you enclose a city with a Tzuras Pesach, according to Rambam, that will not work. Unless you would get a situation where you had oimen meruba, that the majority of the... So if you take the city Erev and you say, well, we have the beltway wall on one side and we have some chain link fences on the other sides, and you know, we do those type of things and we add it all up, we say it's Oymer Meruba, so then we can talk about it. But otherwise, according to Rambam, it won't work. So most city Erevin do not meet the criteria of being Oymer Meruba. So according to Rambam, city Erevin don't work.
What if you were to put the uprights every line and a half?
You could do that. since Motor City Erevin use the telephone poles, which are more than 10 amas between each between one to the other, so you're you have to go and actually build an Erev. Okay. If the pirtzes are less than 10, even in the case of a bika, if you want to close an area out in the bika on all four sides, if it's omer merubah laporitz, you could do that, and the less than 10, you could do it. Okay, so Mishnah Berurah. It's a sifkat nun gimel. It's the three lines on the bottom, page ratio test. Okay, so he says, even for a pierce which is more than 10, the shuv ein nechshavim nechshavim makom ahul the pierce. So it's a pesa work that it's not a pierce. So it removes. It makes it into it's a tzurta pesa, so that's considered binyan. So that's mutter, it's mutter. I feel it b'shukala arba ruches saw you behind pirtzes ke'elu. Even if you had pirtzes on all four sides, which are more than 10, that's not a problem. Okay, even for kundasin, the four corners, and putting a kona across the top of them, it works. Nun hay al gabay and mutter. The talta b'sechin you can carry inside. The final sheish ben psachim chashibi. You look at it like walls with doors in them. Behani mili b'chatzer. This halacha is that you can. This works of all open. Basically, open on all four sides with a pole in each corner, and that's it. That only works in a chutzah. So, if there's a chutzah, what was the case? Let's learn. The walls of the chutzah have fallen. And they made these poles in the form of a tzurta pesa. So it works. Why does it work? Since there are, it's a place where people live. It's not an abnormal thing to have people going in and out, that you have the access, etc. So there are different sides. Part of the Mokum Deer would be sensible to have these psachim. See, with psachim on all four sides, it works. In the case of a bika, you cannot be matar ayadei tzuras ha-pesa.
I just introduced the idea that there were walls that have fallen up and removed.
I'm trying to explain if it's a chotzer. By definition, a chotzer has walls. So you have just practically, it seems to be steer. In terms, it seems a contradiction. You're saying there's a chotzer, which means it has walls, but you're closing it with four kundasim and four sides. So make up your mind. Okay. It says, so in the bika, you cannot be matur ayyadei tzursa pesa. With all the ruchas are tzur ayyadei tzursa pesa. Okay, Mishra Munzai. La Fuke, this Lashon is coming to say, however, that we're excluding a case where the following case which would work. There are walls on all on the sides, but there are gaps which are more than 10. Mahani Tursa Pesach Afila Mabika Barbaru Kerseha. So in that situation, it'll work even in a bika. I feel the mahoya haporitz meruba lo oimid. Even in the case where the poritz is meruba. Even in the case where the poritz is meruba, but since there are walls on the other sides, it'll work.
When we look at the Omid as Muruba parts, we're looking at it in totality. We don't look at it side by side.
Mr. Burr will talk about that. Mr. Burr talked about it already, which we didn't do that, Mr. Burr, because we started in the middle. It's the normal assumption is you look at each side. So, Poritz Meruba, if on one side it's Poritz Meruba, so that would be its own issue, independent of the other sides. Okay, the Rambam says that Tosafot Pesach does not work for Pirtzei Yosef Mi'Esser, Nunches, Alba Be'Esser Moyel Afilu Poritz Meruba Lohim. But the Rambam does agree if it's only 10, even though it's the case of Poritz Meruba, it works. And I feel a bika, even in a bika, it works. If I feel a kohar baruchas, I yadate tzur sepesach. Even if all four sides, it's tzur sepesach. But if it's a case of it's 10 or less, it'll work. Okay. Upamim moyal afil appears to Yosef Mi'Esser. There is going to be a potential case where the Rambam agrees that more than 10 works. Kegayin Baruch Shalishis Shalmovoy Mahani Tzursa Pesach, and that the more said that works even though the gap is more than 10. So how does the Rambam understand that then? The Rambam says that the Tzursa Pesach doesn't work beyond 10. How does he understand that then? But that's clear in the Gemara that it works. So the field of the Devin Kuloi Kishuma Foolish, even in the case it's a whole side. The answer is Kiman Shishtei Defanus Shleimos. Kilakamon Mesim Shin Samadal Sifal. Since you're dealing with two complete walls on the two sides, it's a true bona fide Mavui with complete walls. So then the Rambam agrees you can make the next side through a Tursa Pesach. Okay. So the Rambam always allows it in B'tzayim and Merupa. When Nochon Locha Shadibay Rambam, the Shabur Pasant, it's proper to be Koshish for the Rambam. Because Mimne Shagam does a smag, but smag who came. The Rambam is not the only person who says this. Now the presentation of the Shulchan Aruch, he presents like he doesn't make this qualification according to his first opinion. The Rambam says it's a problem. So the Shulchan Aruch is presenting the Rambam that he wants to be cheshish for the Rambam, but he doesn't present it as stam. That's the din. The Maisa. Many Svarash HaPoiskim understand the Mechaber to mean that the Mechaber is in Choshish for the Rambam, Halacha L'maisa, and you have to Choshish for the Rambam. So according to them, city Erevin are out, unless you want to make your own actual Erev with actual poles every 10 Amas, which is an option. Or the case where there's an Omer Merubah, which very, very rare occasion that should be Omer Merubah. But the Mishabura is saying, even not like that the real person should be Machmer on the Rambam, so the Mishabura, again, will not be a advocate of what we do. Okay.
And
Mazel Tov and the Bar Mitzvah in Baltimore last night.
So, I mean, in Israel, for instance, with the Sephardim not hold the air, not use the air?
I mean, a lot of the Erev in Eretz Yisrael, depending on where they are actually built Erev. They actually build, they put actual poles. So you have a lot more control over what you're doing. I mean, do it over here also, just the in Eretz Yisrael, part of the budget of the city the part of the regular budget of a iriyah includes cost of an eruv.
Yeah.
Right? They don't have that in America, that there's any city which is maybe New Square in New York, but other than that, it's not part of the budget. So part of the budget, if you're putting money in to build an eruv, so you can build an eruv, build it right.
Well, okay, I mean, logistically, I mean, you're saying that so a lot of these cities, they're building it, that they've got more wall than space?
Either they have Amar Rabor, they do less, the areas which you don't have that, you're putting your space in your poles every 10 amas.
Never sort of, I don't know, okay, I guess if that's the case.
Okay. I mean, I know all the cities, but it's, not all of the Arab, but I think some of them, for sure, they do that. I imagine, since the Mechaber presents it as the Rambam is the second Shita, so in case a person needs to, they'll tell you,
so, I mean, yeah, I assume sort of the dominant view in Israel, at least Israel, as far as is Ravadi Yosef, he says that his view is that you should be Machmir of the Rama.
I'm not sure what he holds.
What's the Mechaber represent as the Rambam
sect? I mean, I'll tell you the truth, it's a fascinating thing. Even what we're saying right now, so it's not so poshut in the Rambam. There's the Chassam Sofer, the place of assassination of the Chassam Sofer, in that same piece, or that same tshuva, the Chassam Sofer. Some server says you have one side which is more than 10 amas, so you make multiple tsuros pesach, and it works. Each one is less than 10. Chazish learns in the Rambam that tsuros pesach doesn't work in that type of situation. So even if there are multiple tsuros pesach, it wouldn't work. The only way it's going to work on the Rambam is if Simon Baruba.
Or you have two sides.
Right.
If you had two sides that were real walls.
Right. I think there's some on the Chassam Sofer, not like the Chazanish. I imagine in Bnei Brak, they're machmir the Chazanish. Okay. Yud Aleph. Ma'u Tzurisa Pesach. What is the Tzurisa Pesach? Konami Khan, it's two side posts and something going across the top.
Sounds familiar, like from the Gemara.
Filo Enon Negeya Behen, and the Gemara has a machlokes, the side posts have to reach the top cross beam.
Hello, good morning.
Or not. And the Gemara comes out that even if it doesn't touch, there's a gap between the side posts and the top cross beam. It's okay. There was one there in the Gemara that says it's not okay. We pass on that it's good. The side posts have to be 10 tvachim tall. They have to be directly underneath the upper beam. Okay. First case. Vim Khibra Hakon Ha'elyon, the Shnei Hakonim, or the Echad Mehen Min Atzah. If instead of attaching the top one to the side ones on the top, attach the top one to the side ones on their side. So instead of putting it across on top, he attached it here. On the side. For Kalamin Atzad, and he's going to tell you that Lomahani, that doesn't work. Okay. For Tarshiyu, Hakonim Shibit Stodim, Chazokim, Lakabal Delis Kalshahu. The Gemara says that the side posts have to be strong enough to support some type of door filo shel kast or shel konim, even if the door is made out of straw. Now it's even the door made out of paper. But the top cross beam can be even a string, even a gemi was a type of a reed, a very pliant type of a reed, so it's very, very thin, not going to hold anything, but that's not a problem. Okay. Zot, the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkotan Sam. Konami Khan. Even if one of the two side posts is taller, resulting in that your cross beam on top is slanted instead of an angle, going from higher to lower. So Shabura says that that's fine. Take a look at the Shartzi and the Memvov. That's it. Quotes from Prima Gadim. Then he says, "V'chlusher kiveger mistapik in munach harbe b'shipua." If it's an extreme slant, ein shom hashakosu b'shem areim. Okay. So, for those of you who have the Dirish Mishavura, number 46, I'll read it to you. If you don't have it, just read it. I was going to make photocopies of it. We'll make some photocopies for next week. He brings with Kivagers, brings this question. Ubir has studied himself. He explains the two possibilities. Jeff, it's on the next page. You have number 46? Okay. Shimu munach b'shipua gadol yesh ladan shu kipiske shimoi. We should argue that that goes under the umbrella of a problem known as piske shimoi. What is piske shimoi? Psachim shamimim. That's doors which are desolate, literally. Which means psachim mekukolim shechaserim tikum. It's an area which has not been corrected. So there's a Gemara in the Gemara on Daf. There's a Gemara on Daf Yud Aleph. The Gemara introduces idea called Piske Shimoi. If you make the door in a way which people wouldn't make doors, it's not a normal way to make a door. Some more says you can't give it to them in Tzuras of Pesach because it's not a Tzura of a Pesach. If you take the words literally, the form of a doorway, so you say, you know, there's wider doors, narrow doors, but doors like this, is, you know, a little bit, so we say, assume a little bit, the Kerga says, you know, no door is perfectly straight. So we can't say by definition it has to be perfectly straight. So obviously that's what Prima Gadim is coming from. He's saying we don't mind the fact that it should be at some type of an angle. If it gets to be an extreme angle, we have to say already that that doesn't look like a doorway. Nobody's going to make a doorway like that. So he says, what type of angle he's thinking about when he says that. However, so the Sharatzion basically says, as long as if you look at it and it looks to be straight, that's called straight. Doesn't have to be perfectly plumb bob, you know, plumb line straight. But if it looks like it's at an angle, it's a problem.
Where's
the Shartzion?
No, it's in the
Shartzion.
Probably
Rangel to
Shartzion. Shartzion really is Samachzion?
Yeah.
The top and the bottom of the door are angled. So it looks odd.
What?
As long as the top and the bottom of the door are angled.
Yeah, I, you know.
Where's the Samach Zion in the Shaar Tzion?
My physics is not great. My engineering is not great. I think you'd have problems.
Last rabbi said it's as long as it's basically straight up, it's okay.
Right. As the Mishnah Berurah says, as long as it looks like, as long as it looks straight. You know, but it looks at an angle. But see, you're saying even if the ground is at an angle, I think you'd have problems with you opening and closing your door.
Like tall doors, it depends upon the ground in front of the door. The ground in front of the door has the same layout as the bottom of the door. When it turns on the hinge, it's clear. If the ground is elevated, then it'll catch, whether it's straight or flat. And you have the same issue with the top side. If there's any kind of projection, it has to project in such a way that it doesn't impinge the amount of space that the door needs to swing. I'm trying to think of examples of this. I'm not going to end up with one offhand. I think I've seen some doors in old construction in Europe where the top was slanted because the door went up to the roof, and as the roof gets low on the sides, it slanted the top to match. But I'm not, I can't really picture it, so I'm not sure I remember it correctly. And it's certainly not the majority.
Okay, so that is...
There's no son of Zion in the Shaar Tzion.
He said, based on the Shaar Tzion and Mishnah Berurah of Katan, son of Zion. I'm sorry.
It's in the
Moshe of Dirshu. In son of Zion, they discuss a Shaar Tzion over there, which would impact this halacha. Okay. Samach Aleph, Bekonal Gabayin, who are then Ayilei Chavolim? So it could be ropes. It could be ropes for the side post or for the top also. Mishnah Berurah here says the reason why it works is because of good asik. Therefore, the konim go up until the rope on top. And obviously, the rope has to have something which is anchoring it. So, if I have two houses and I attach a rope to house A and to house B, and I put two konim beneath it, so I'm good to go. That which the Mishnah Berurah throws in, the reason why it works, is because of good asik. So not everybody agrees that's the logic why that's the machlokes in the Gemara, and it's clear the Madam in the Gemara says that they don't have to touch. So Mishnah Berurah is saying, what's the logic why they don't have to touch? Because there's a rule called good asik mechitza. So if I have a kana here, it goes up. I have a kana here, it goes up. And then I have. But the problem is, the halacha which we've seen was called good asik mechitza. So you have a mechitza, which is actually a mechitza already. We know there's a halacha which is in it called good asik mechitza. Over here, I have a kana. I don't have a machitza yet. And I'm going to good asik machitza on the kana to say it reaches the chevel, and therefore I'll now have, and I'll do that once. I'll do it a second time. And now, voila, I have a machitza. And now I can say good asik machitza. So, Lechara, how can you start? How does it start to start with, to give it a dinner of a mechitza, that you say good asik on a mechitza. Lachem Moshe was sitting, wasn't good asik on a kona, it was a good asik on a mechitza. So there's some kind of moon up there, that's not the logic behind the Gemara. That can't be the logic behind the Gemara. The logic has to be that this goes in its own separate din, that this is called Surus Mechitza. Now, why is that? That's relevant because the question discussed, let's say, a situation where something blocks the from the bottom post to the crossbeam, something gets in the way. Would that be a problem of breaking the Surus HaPesach? See, if you learn Sedin HaGudas HaMechitza, that would be a problem. It can't be Asa Mechitza, so there could be something in the way. If you learn that this was the Halacha Mishnah Mesina, it was called Surus HaPesach, so now we need more information. In the Halacha Mishnah Mesina of called Surus HaPesach, what's the definition of Surus HaPesach? Does it have to be that there's something in between or not? Cardinal number says they don't have to touch. So maybe they don't have to touch, even if there's something in between, they don't have to touch. So as it becomes a din in the Poskim, if you accept this explanation, the Krieger brings this explanation, because it's Surus Gudas HaMechitza, now the Nezer dings it on it, so that's not the pshat.
So
Krieger learns it, and Avnei Nezer, disagrees that that's not the logic. That's the Iglital. It's definitely a book in Hilchos Shabbos, and it got all of Shas, all of Kolter Kula. So he argues in the Kibbeh, says it's not as good as a mechitza. So then the Poskim now discuss, according to the Avnei Nezer, what would be in a case where there's some type of blockage. And that's a that's a relevant issue. A fairly common issue.
Mm-hmm.
Tree starts growing in the middle. Like, what do you do, etc.
Perfect.
Okay, so they're here.